take a well-known reputation for efficiency.
I absolutely, positively have to get to Memphis tonight.
We'll do our best.
Two lines. One to the airport truck, one to the Moscow truck. 50 seconds! When that clock hits zero, you send this truck. I don't care if Lenin himself comes out of his tomb with a priority package.
Add a reputation for ingenuity and terror in designing bombs.
So this, the underwear bomber, as well as these packages, are showing sort of new techniques on their part. They are very innovative and creative. We need to stay one step ahead of them.
And you've got a global bomb plot delivered to your door.
We can thank the Saudis for tipping off the U.S. to the bombers.
And thank Saudi Arabia for its fertile soil for growing terrorists who apparently ask, what can Brown do for you? Absolutely, positively, you get the idea.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Special delivery package bombs, a chilling new twist in the war on terror on this Monday, November 1st.
And that is at the top of the news this morning. A team of U.S. agents heading to Yemen to help search for suspects in that package bomb plot. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been linked to the bombs because of the use of the powerful explosive PETN. That's the same chemical used in the bomb that was sewn into the underwear of the Christmas Day bomber. It was also used in an assassination attempt on Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. White House counterterrorism chief John Brennan tells ABC News Al-Qaeda in Yemen's top bomb maker looks to be involved.
Clearly somebody who has a fair amount of training and experience, and we need to find him. We need to bring him to justice as soon as we can.
The White House is believed to be pushing Yemen to allow U.S. forces a more active role in the fight against the group. But it's not just the military. TSA Administrator John Pistole tells CBS News this morning TSA staff are also heading to Yemen.
We've also taken steps working with the Yemeni authorities to have a team of TSA experts in Sana'a there at the airport to provide additional screening and training and expertise.
Meanwhile, officials in Yemen have released a woman who'd been in custody over the weekend. They say she's a victim of identity theft, not the person who sent one of the bombs.
In Baghdad, a group linked to Al-Qaeda there stormed a church during Sunday services and took the entire congregation hostage. This worshiper was one of the 120 inside.
The gunman opened fire outside in the street before coming into the church. They rounded us up and gathered all of us in a hall. They beat the worshippers and held us hostage inside the hall. There were many dead.
When Iraqi security forces moved in, 52 hostages were reportedly killed, as well as five militants. In Brazil, Dilma Rousseff has been elected the country's first female president. Continuity is the song they're singing. Supporters hope she can continue the policies of current president Luiz Lula da Silva, who has modernized the economy and lifted tens of millions out of poverty. Rousseff is President Lula's chief of staff, though she has never held elected office. 24 hours from now, voters head to the polls in the most expensive election in U.S. history. Both sides are making their closing arguments, even though more than half of likely voters have already cast early ballots. Here's President Obama telling voters in Ohio to remember it was Republicans who, he says, failed to prevent the recession.
You hear them talking now about how they are going to cut debt and deficits. These are the folks who ran up the deficit.
But Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says this election will be a referendum on the Obama administration.
The dominant issues in America are all of this spending, outrageous spending, excessive debt, skyrocketing deficits, joblessness, and what the American people are looking at, and they're saying the Obama policies aren't working.
If that message sticks enough for Republicans to take 39 seats, they gain control of the House. They'll need 10 to capture the Senate. 37 governorships are on the line. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,118. 1,183 is where the S&P starts. The NASDAQ opens at 2507. Coming up this morning, if you have sisters, you're happier. We'll tell you why.
But first, we're going to get the latest details on the failed bomb plot aboard cargo planes and what we can do to make cargo safer. That's in a moment.